Indigenous leaders courtwin halts one of Australia's dirtiest gas projects. By Malavika Vuahir, Mongabe, Creative Commons Indigenous community members from the Tiwa Islands off the northern coast of Australia took Santos Limited to court, arguing that the company did not adequately consult traditional owners in its plans to drill in the Barossa offshore gas field. A federal court threw out the approval granted by Australia's offshore energy regulator, noting that all relevant stakeholders were not consulted. The drilling to develop the $3.6 billion Barossa gas project could threaten the Tiwa people's food sources, culture, and way of life, opponents say. If the Barossa project goes ahead, it could become one of Australia's dirtiest gas projects, emitting around 5.4 million tons of carbon dioxide yearly, estimates from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis show. Mongabe, an Australian court set aside the federal government's approval for major gas company Santos Limited's drilling plans in the Timor Sea, north of the island nation, ruling in favor of Dennis Tapakalipa, an indigenous leader from the Tiwa Islands. Indigenous rights activists view it as an important precedent in court battles where indigenous groups are fighting for their right to deny extractive projects impacting their territories. Tapakalipa and other community members argued they were not properly consulted about the drilling plans for the $3.6 billion Barossa gas project. The extractive activities could threaten the Tiwa people's food sources, culture and way of life. They think they can just go ahead with drilling our sea country without even talking to us, Tapakalipa said in a statement. In June, a newly elected Labor government raised Australia's Paris climate ambition and pledged to cut carbon emissions by 43% by 2030, up from 28%. It also set a deadline of 2050 to achieve net zero emissions. Currently, the country is off track to meet both those goals. The drilling activity will not directly contribute to carbon emissions, but Santos is yet to receive environmental approval for its actual gas production activities at the Barossa offshore site, which will have a substantial carbon footprint. If Barossa proceeds, it would be one of the dirtiest gas projects in Australian history, Hepburn said, pointing to the high carbon dioxide content of Barossa gas. In the absence of mitigating measures, the Barossa project would emit roughly 5.4 million tons of carbon dioxide every year, taking into account emissions from production and processing, according to estimates from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis, IIEFA. That's about 1.47 tons of carbon dioxide per ton of liquefied natural gas. Santos has proposed using the depleted Bay London Reservoir in Timor-Leste for capturing and storing carbon, CCS, from the Barossa gas field. Even if CCS technologies work effectively, which is far from certain, they will curb emissions by less than 30%, the IIEFA analysis found. Environmentalists fear that despite arguments that natural gas acts as a bridge fuel in the transition towards green energy sources, Barossa would lock the country into producing the polluting fuel for the next 20 years. Hepburn said that with the rapid expansion of Australia's renewables program, the importance of gas as a transition fuel is diminishing. This makes huge carbon-intensive projects like Barossa fundamentally inconsistent with our climate objectives, she said. Banner image. Traditional leaders and Indigenous community members including Dennis Tapakalipa, far right, along with Edo Senior Solicitor Jordina Rust, second from left, celebrate their court victory. Image courtesy of Rebecca Parker. By Malavika Vuahir, Mongabe, Creative Commons.